It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Show, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Chad Summers. I'll be your host today. Thank you for joining us for lunch. Today's April 17th, 2026, also known as National Pet ID Week. I think that was a worthy mention. Imagine how many pets would have been reunited with their families if they took the proper measures to make sure that happened. And those are, first and foremost, get your dog or cat chipped. It works very, very well. Very high success rate. And a collar with a tag with all your phone number, you know, everything on there. All maybe your email even. Who knows? But yeah, we are coming off a long break. I've been busy with my real life job. So I'm taking a little moment here. I'm taking a break from that to do this. And this is another one of those short briefings on the next chapter of the Lunch Show, which is going to be a in-picture TV show type thing, which I'm very excited about. I just have a couple last things to do. So, yeah, bear with me. I know you're waiting. But, yeah, one thing, I have a few things, actually, that I wanted to mention while I've got you on here. One is a story that I heard this morning, right when I turned the TV on in bed, and they were talking about a shortage of jet fuel in Europe, saying they only had 6 weeks of fuel left. So that was pretty concerning. They were calling it a crisis. And this is obviously due to the Iranian war. So, and then I later on saw a story that said, per Trump and per Iran, that the Strait of Hormuz is now fully open. So that's amazing, if that is true. I think they've come to an agreement, hopefully. So that is a much needed occurrence there. Really love to get the gas prices back down. Even though our gas doesn't really come from there, it's still jacked our prices up, which sucks. But yeah, hopefully this is all going to be wrapping up. You know, no more fears of being nuked by Iran if these, you know, if they make the deals that they're saying they were making. And obviously that would involve, like, I don't know, monthly checks or biannually. So yeah, we would constantly be going into Iran to look for uranium. So basically uranium rust, I guess, is what they're calling it. But yeah, let's cross our fingers, hope it's over, and then we can all live in peace. And one last thing I wanted to mention that I saw was a preview for a movie called Fokker In-Law. You know, this is a sequel to the Meet the Parents series. So, yeah, it didn't look all that great, to be honest with you. It looked like something that modern Hollywood would have made, which is not good. Hollywood's an absolute mess right now. I mean, it really, I guess, you know, I saw a special recently. They were walking around the studios in Burbank. They were literally like ghost towns. Like, so it's really bad. I mean, it's not just like you're... It doesn't just seem like, you know, it's in bad shape. It really is. It really is in bad shape. Like, empty studios, yeah, in Hollywood and in Burbank and That's not good. But I am going to call that the episode. Don't be out drinking and driving this weekend. I know spring's here and it's warming up and it makes you want to drink like a fish. But yeah, go drink like a fish, but you know, get a ride share home. Be smart about it. Take care of your future. That's taking care of your future. You know, you go out and injure someone, your future's toast. Absolutely toast. And you might do 15 years. Well, I mean, imagine what that would do to your life if you did 15 years. But all right, y'all have a good weekend. And until the next episode, keep pressing on in your life. Peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.